This is Casey Powell, president of Thompson Associates, and I'm joined by Eddie Thompson, CEO and founder of Thompson Associates. And we are here to introduce a new podcast series that Eddie is doing called Icons of the Industry. Eddie Thompson has been involved in fundraising for around 40 years at all levels of fundraising. He was a student who benefited from the generosity of others. He was an entry-level fundraiser. He managed a development team, ran a nonprofit, and now he is a consultant. Eddie has seen a lot over the years and has made many friends and colleagues along the way. Eddie is known, if you know him, you know his reputation. He's known for his expertise and his just amazing generosity. His practical advice and wisdom has helped many people be successful in fundraising. So as a way to utilize some of the connections that Eddie has made over the years, and in order to help others, he decided to reach out to industry leaders and to learn from them. And lucky for us, these leaders have agreed to allow their conversations to be recorded and added to our podcast channel for anyone and everyone to benefit from. So I'm very excited about this podcast series and hearing stories and some helpful tips from industry leaders all across the country. And so, Eddie, let me turn it to you. So what do you want to accomplish with this podcast series?
Well, first of all, I thank you for not saying we built a great company on all of Eddie's mistakes. That's usually what you say when you do this.
I'm trying to get that out of my vocabulary,
yeah,
Eddie.
Yeah, I noticed. Well, you know, there's really several objectives. One is, I remember when I first started that, well, I had done my dissertation on fundraising, I had no practical experience, and I had no mentor. So I just, in all reality, I did learn an awful lot from my mistakes. And one of the interesting thing about this podcast is that one of the questions we are asking, at least some of the presenters, is what are some of the big mistakes you've made and what have you learned from them? Hmm. And you know what? It's been interesting. To the person that I've asked that question to, they said it's a long list. And I think it's true. I think the longer you do it, the more opportunity you have to make mistakes. But making a mistake is not really that bad if you can learn from it. It's just another learning opportunity.
Don't you learn a lot more from mistakes than when you do something right? A lot of times you don't even realize you do something right.
I think you realize it when you make a mistake more quickly maybe than you do when you've done something successfully. But, you know, in all reality, I mean, if you think about how our company functions, it's because of my mistakes and learning to put donor first and to be practical. But I wanted to get the icons of our industry, people who are really good at this. They're honest. They're straightforward. And even though some of them might be perceived as competitors, I don't feel that way, and they don't feel that way. We feel like we're friends. We're all on the same page. We're all people that believe in integrity and hard work and being focused on what we are doing. So let me just read some of the names of these folks. I'll just read some that we've already recorded. We've got others scheduled, but I feel like I probably need to be a little cautious about that. But Betsy Taylor. I don't know if you know Betsy or not, but just great person with Accordant. Shannon Duvall, who is working now as the Chief Philanthropy Officer for Common Spirit. I think about 80 hospitals, if I remember correctly. Bill Littlejohn. Bill's out in San Diego. Jerry Lindsay. Jerry is just, I mean, he's an icon with Gerald Panis and Lindsay and partners. Just great guy and just so knowledgeable. Russell James, who probably knows more academically about plant giving than anybody I know. And what I love about working with Russell in our friendship is that what he sees at the academic level, we see on the practical level. Mm-hmm. Then you got Sid Mallory. And Sid's been doing this for 100 years. Very knowledgeable, really good at systems. And then Brian Sagristano, who is another great plant giving person. Again, someone who might be perceived as a competitor. We don't see it that way. We're really good friends. We respect each other. And then we have another 15 or so, I'm not exactly sure of the exact number, of other individuals that we haven't recorded yet, but we're in the process of recording. So that's a good start of whatever that number is, 9 or 10 great professionals. And I what I've loved about this, Casey, is that they've just been, it's been conversational. They're practical, they're open, they're honest. And I tell you what, the comments they're making are excellent. I mean, just packed with wisdom. And I think the number one takeaway, there's actually three, is to be aggressive. Now, not with donors, but with your career. This work demands of us excellence. And we've got to analyze ourselves. We have to drive ourselves. We can't wait for someone to drive us. And so patience with yourself may not be a virtue. Second, to be bold and to, you know, really take the big steps rather than the small steps too. You got to have some small steps, but you ought to be making some big strides as well. And then the last thing is being donor-centered. I mean, to the person you're going to hear that. It's hard to do in our industry because we're told to go raise money. But getting ahead of the donor and not satisfying what the donor's needs are and expectations, it is a huge mistake. And Sid Mallory gives a tremendous story of how he made a $25 million mistake. And we've all got them. I mean, the numbers are a little bit different, but we all have them.
Well, you know, Eddie, I heard you just listing some of the names, and of course, I've seen the list of, you know, the whole list of everybody that you know, is potential podcasts on this that are truly icons of the industry. And I think about some things that you have said over the years, and you consistently say about fundraising, how fundraising is a noble profession.
Yes.
And you think about the people that you are talking to and recording, they personify that, the nobleness of fundraising, and that this is something that, you know, we try to are helping, and that's part of why we're doing what we're doing here with this podcast series. You know, Thompson & Associates is a team of professionals who partner with nonprofits across the country, and we provide estate planning services to their supporters. And this series is not a Thompson & Associates about us or our services. This series is part of our ongoing efforts to record and memorialize pieces of wisdom and expertise that help our nonprofit industry across the board, not just us and our clients.
You know what, Casey, was amazing to me? I sent the initial email out like 6:30 in the morning. And I know I had two yeses before seven. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm right, every single person said yes immediately when they read the email. I mean, these are the icons. I mean, these are the people that are the most successful and most knowledgeable. And I told them, I said, you know, probably none of us will get any reward from this other than helping someone. And almost to the person, they said, you know, we didn't have mentors either. We had to learn from our mistakes. So, you know, we're hoping that the person who's just getting started in fundraising will listen to it. But I bet you this, I bet you the most seasoned people will be the ones who nod their head the most. Yes, that's right. That's right. And that's what I've learned, that type of thing.
Yeah, well, that's good, and that's awesome. And with a podcast, you know, having in this podcast format, you know, what we are trying to encourage is we figure people are going to have more time traveling to and from visits, and so they can download these podcasts on their phone and listen to them in their cars or in their commute to and from visits, and they have more time than that. We encourage that rather than you know, sitting in their desk and reading an article.
So. You know, and Casey, I mean, probably one of the professionals that made a huge impact on my life that I'd never met was Cy Seymour. And, you know, fortunately, his book was written. Things have changed a little bit. We did produce a book that's kind of similar track to this, Masters, A Message from the Masters, that John Hayes and Charlie Samar and I edited, who has, you know, other great masters in the industry, slanted more towards planned giving. Some of these folks here are experts in major gifts, annual gifts. I mean, you name it, in addition to planned giving. But I'm so thankful to be part of an industry where we're not afraid to share information. You know, my theory is that if I light my candle, and then I light your candle, and then other people's candle, that doesn't diminish my light. And this fear of competition, that's what I love about these folks. They're all incredibly successful, and they're wanting to give to people who need assistance, who need a little bit of advice. We all need that from time to time.
Yeah. Well, I encourage everyone to check out not all of the resources that are on the Thompson & Associates website, which is ceplan.com. It will include these podcasts as they become available in this series, many other podcasts. We have webinars, and even, Eddie, your blog is on there as well. We truly hope that these resources help you become a better fundraiser. And if you're a better fundraiser, you're going to be doing more for the people that you're serving and to fulfill your worthy mission. So, Eddie, thank you for taking the time and effort to arrange and record all these valuable conversations. And, you know, I know I'm excited to hear these, and I think this is really going to help our industry. So,
the dirty secret, Casey, I have had a blast doing it, because we'll spend time on the phone with some of these friends date back very early in my career. So it's been, it's probably sad that we didn't record our conversations before we started recording.
That would have been more interesting. That would definitely be more interesting, probably.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, thank you. Looking forward to hearing those, and I encourage everyone to hear it and take them to heart.
Thanks, Casey.